February 23rd.
Okay, part two.
12:05.
Of drinking and
stay married.
So basically, what we established yesterday was that the definition of happiness is the feeling of movement, feeling of I'm not when I'm stuck within barriers, within boundaries. I feel stuck, I feel I'm not moving anywhere, life's not going on, there's no future, I'm not growing, that's when I get depressed, and that's sad. Happiness is when I accomplished, I moved on, I finished the Masechta. Right, we spoke about Avelim, the Indian of drinking wine for Avel, the Maral explains. And like we spoke about the Indian of Simcha on Yontif. What wine does is wine breaks those barriers, right? Basically, it breaks those barriers, one barrier after another. Things which I would not say without the wine, I am now starting to say. Things that I would not do without the wine, I'm starting to do. That's what the wine does. It's breaking down these barriers. Therefore, based on the crowd that we're with, based on the crowd that we're sitting with, number one. Number two, the preparations that we do beforehand, which is getting into the b'machshav, and not just reading the Masechta, but learning the story of Purim. And I'm going to give you an example of that today. Just getting into the story, getting a feel of what took place, is what will give you that happiness when you start to break down those barriers, which will be in a Torah-dic way. And number three, the crowd, the preparation towards it, and
not starting too early.
All right, not starting too early. Waiting for the Suda to do it.
The crowd meaning
you start too early.
The surroundings.
You start too early. You can have l'chaims here and there. As soon as you start feeling that those l'chaims are taking you away, wait. Wait until you get to the Suda. When you're at the Suda, you're at the Suda as part of the Suda of Purim with the crowd that you want to be with. And you keep feeling that feeling of that I'm ready for the happiness of Purim, because I worked on it. You started last night already working on it. Meaning, what was me working on it? Either taking Megillas Esther and learning it with the Pirush of the Gra, or taking the book from Rabbi Yosef Deitch. I did that last year. I think I'm going to do it this year again. It's an amazing book. What's it called? Let My Nation
Live.
One of those.
Yeah,
the one that's on Purim. Read it, but read it not as just read it to soak it in. It will give you such a feeling of what?
That other pamphlet I was reading before.
Right. The light, right? What's it called?
From fasting to feasting.
Fasting to feasting, right? Take one of those. Just take one, not ten, not five. Take one, and just let the machshava get into it. So now it goes like this. There's different types of happiness. There's happiness on a personal level. When I feel accomplished, I feel happy. Then there's on a national level. Klal Yisrael as a whole. Klal Yisrael, where are we heading towards? Where are we going in life? Where are we moving? We don't see. We're in Golos, and being in Golos is dark, and it's just going on, it's on and on and on. It's a feeling of okay, let's just go to sleep. Like, what are we doing? So comes along the Yemei Mishta, comes along Purim, which is a level of Simcha above Simchas Yontif. It's Yemei Mishta. The Bris Korov says Yemei Mishta means drink, get plastered, drink. Means drink. Rib Sol Salanta, his Talmidim, the Talmidim, this is the Muslim movement, right? The Mashkichim. I know Chashim and Mashkichim. By their Suda's Purim, they're gone, because Rib Sol Salanta held that the minimum share of drinking is Adalei Yada. Not that it's a share till it starts at Adalei Yada. But again, we mentioned yesterday,
where does it go till then?
So we mentioned yesterday that if you're not prepared for this, you're going to end up in a lot of trouble.
Everyone bring an IV to their house.
Right, what you say to, okay. So, and during the year, this is Asa Gomer.
What?
Getting plastered or getting drunk. It's Asa. We'll discuss that at a different time. There's nothing, we said yesterday, there's nothing wrong with drinking with maturity. Having a l'chaim, having two l'chaims is fine. But once it passes that level of maturity, then that's us during the year. So what's the hezbo over here? What's going on over here? So I want to just, I just want to give you an example of what it means taking the story of Purim, and then when we get high, it just gives us that feeling of true happiness, and we won't end up in trouble. You go into the story of Purim. You go into the story of Purim as follows. If you take a look at the Yidden at that point, they were, and again we're talking about on the national level, there was no greater reason for depression before the Nes of Purim. Klal Yisrael, from the time they left Mitzrayim, from when they became the nation of the Jewish nation, until this point, were living with Nisei Nisim. They had Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Matan Torah. The Midbar was full of Nisim, going into Eretz Yisrael, conquering Yericho, conquering Ai, conquering, just go those that are learning Nach now, just going from one place to another place throughout Eretz Yisrael, building a Beis HaMikdash, right? Dovid HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech, building that Beis HaMikdash this past week's Pasha and Naftira. Talking about the building that they built and how the whole world looked at the Beis HaMikdash. They were living on a high. All of a sudden, there's a Churban Beis HaMikdash. Now, picture Tisha B'Av plus way more. Tisha B'Av, because they, by us, where we don't have that much of a feeling for it, but it's still dark to us. For them, it was Tisha B'Av plus. And they're thrown into Golas, supposedly for 70 years. For 70 years, they went into Golas. Now, while they were in Golas, they had questions. Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu care about them or not? The Bas says, Hanoichi Asta Asta Sponai. The Goyin says that the Gemara's Kasha is, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu really, really care about us and Golas? He forgot about us. We're hidden. Till we find the Makar, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still looking after us and cares about us and Golas. But that was the feeling that they had. This was the feeling they had. And when Haman comes to Achshveirosh and he says that there's a nation out here where they lost their connection with their Ribbono Shel Olam. They're gone. It's simple. We could get rid of them very simply. There's no kuntz over here. The 70 years are over and there's no binyan Beis HaMikdash anymore. We're bringing out the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash at the party and everything's happening. Now picture that Jew who's looking at all this. He sees he's lost. Haman's walking down the streets. I got you. Adar's the month where you have no luck and no hope. The month that your savior died in, finished, right? So now, working through this story, picturing all these things, right? And like we said, take the book, Live, Let My Nation Live, or whichever one you pick. You're reading through the story of what's taking place, but in the Yom HaShoah, picturing. And they're at this party, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates mixed parties. He hates it. He hates the znus is the worst thing. Right? Everyone knows that from Balak and Bilam. Znus is the worst thing. How do you get people to do znus? Get them to drink without any limits. Give them good wine, get drunk. That's where it all begins. So Achshveirosh had that going. Kadosh Baruch Hu L'chaira is fed up. And work on this, seeing how the mamish, the chayr, they lost, and all of a sudden there's a menafechu over here. There's a menafechu, and everything turns around. But one second, what happens at the time it turns around? Like Yehuda Ma'aser of Simcha v'Sasim v'Yikar, v'Ir Shushan Sahalo v'Samecha. These are lashonis of Simcha which are beyond. But what does it mean? Like Yehuda Ma'aser Oira. What does Oira mean? Oira is light. What do you mean light? So R is referring to what we spoke about Hanukkah time. The R Agnuz. The hidden R. What's the hidden R? The hidden R is clarity. Clarity. At that point, all of a sudden they realized that everything that was taking place to them, that they thought was depression, was all needed for them to be able to get out of the Golas and go into Eretz Yisrael. The parties that were being made, which seemed to be like, wow, Achshveirosh is taking over and all that, was all in order to get Esther in there. Otherwise, Esther can't just walk in there and say, hey, Haman's going against my people. He can't do that. We had to get Esther into the kingdom. Esther's in there. She's in there. Now she can turn around to Achshveirosh and say, this guy's out to kill the queen, out to kill her family. He deserves death. And the whole thing of Haman walking through the streets that I got you Jews and Haman and Mordechai is going to be hung on the pole and all that turns around. It's all for him. So again, becoming part of the story. Now, what does that do for us? Back to where we started off. We're in Golos. Golos, we're really living this matzah. Could you imagine when that Ben Afuchu took place, the Jews were laughing. They were happy. They were laughing at the Kohen. Look what happened to you. You guys thought you were going to get us. We got you back now and you're down. Right? So there was laughter. So it's really our yontif. That's why the simcha of Purim is above the simcha of a normal yontif, because it's our yontif. It's Golos's yontif. This is the yontif of Golos. That when I look out the window, I see nothing happening. We're stuck. We're here. Could we have Eretz Yisrael? Maybe we have Eretz Yisrael. I'm not even sure about that. If we do have Eretz Yisrael, we're getting Zionistic. Every day changes, right? Could be now Ranzin take us over soon, together with Obama, right? Who knows? But even with what we have, we look out. What do we see? We see nothing. So we need to get above what we see. So when we're drinking, with each cup of wine, what we're doing is with wine, we're trying to break this barrier that's blocking us. And just giving us that feeling that we're not stuck. We are not stuck here. We are not stuck. We have oira. There's oira. There is some clarity behind us. We may not be able to understand it, but there, just like then, everything fell into place. We just want that feeling of like everything is going to fall into its place. Everything we're going through, all the tsars we're going through, is going to fall into its place. Oira zutaira. That's what we're holding on to. So again, like we said yesterday, a goy is a shikar is a goy. A drunkard is a goy and a goy is a drunkard. That goes together, there's no difference. You see what a goy does when he gets drunk? He lies in the street, in the gutters. That's a goy. He has nothing, no toichen to him. He's just getting drunk to just be free and that feeling of, also it's a feeling of happiness. It's a feeling of happiness, but it's an empty feeling of happiness. We want to direct ourselves to the feeling of happiness of something, of a yid. A yid's not a drunkard. A yid who gets shaken. So that's what these Bali Muslim who worked on themselves all year, they could start at Adla Yada and go past that. By us, it ends at Adla Yada. That's what we said. By us already, it has to end by Adla Yada. Once you hit Adla Yada, get a hold of yourself and stop.
I thought that we said that's the starting point.
For the Bali Muslim, I said. The Talmidei Rebbe so slant, we're able to start at that point. But I think for us, we're holding. In Yitz Hashem, in 5 years from now, you'll learn Musa every day, 5 minutes of Musa every day, so then you'll be able to do it in 5 years from now. Guaranteed. But you have to do 5 minutes of Musa every day.
Can I do 5 minutes of Rebbe a day?
What?
Can we do 5 minutes a day?
Yitz Hashem, we'll try. Okay, good. So what we have to pick is, and maybe we can do it together, we have to pick, each one pick a, for your living room, something that you want to read or do to get into the story of Purim, and get this yisoid, follow through the story, how they were in trouble just like we are in trouble, but at the end everything just fell apart, and that's what with the wine. So if we go in with that approach, then there's no reason why we should end up saying the wrong things to the wrong people, and Mir Tashem, our wives will say afterwards, ah, Gaval, that was a Purim Suda. Okay?
Make another one.
Have a great, wonderful day.